You.
Yes, you.
No, no, your lunch is over.
Come with me. Come on.
This is more important than whatever you're doing right now, I guarantee. Now follow me to my fucking office.
I won't swear. Follow me to my office.
Now. Good.
I said good. You listened to a command, which is apparently something that you couldn't fucking do before.
Now sit your ass in the chair and listen. I told you for weeks, that I needed this done. You told me every single fucking time that I asked that you could get it done.
I didn't ask if you could get it done in a year. I asked if you could get it done today. And it's not gonna get done today, is it?
It isn't.
I didn't think so, but, you know, I like the honesty now. You see, we're starting to get to what the actual fuck you do well around here. And at least now, you're learning to be honest.
No. Don't talk. You're just going to listen. You had weeks to do things, and you failed. You had weeks to prepare, and you failed. So now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I feel. I feel fucking annoyed that I just got chewed out by my boss in the other room because I hired somebody who can't do their fucking job. You see, I hired you to do this. And now I'm feeling like an asshole because my boss thinks that I made an awful decision. So tell me, what do you think I should do? Cut the waterworks, no crying. What do I do? Come on. I'm not going to fire you. You've been with the company for a long time. It's... Come on. Look, this is partially my fault. I should have checked in more. I get that. But tell me how I'm going... Look at me. What I'm about to say does not invalidate the fact that I'm extremely fucking annoyed at you right now. Look at me. We turn spreadsheets. People didn't die. Our place in this world is to do as we are told by the people that sign our paychecks. I'm good at that, and you made me bad at that today, and my annoyance is justified. So don't go throwing around things like fire me. I'm not here to fire you. We're going to reassess what you're good at. Yes, I mean it. I'm not going to fire you. You're too fucking cute to fire, and I'm sorry. I'm swearing. I'm saying things I shouldn't say. Just sit. Look. Shh. I'm mad. I'm annoyed, and I'm mad. And right now, I need to know exactly what I can rely on you for. Ugh. Yes. Look, you're cute. I can rely on you to be cute. That's not a real job skill, okay? We need to figure out what I can trust you with because I can't trust you with these projects from other departments. So I need to know what I can trust you with. Ugh. Cute is not an answer. And if it was an answer, your job wouldn't be spreadsheets. It would be... Well, it doesn't matter what it would be. Just focus on... No, I'm not cutting myself off. I'm not... We're not going into that. No. 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 Focus. Focus. I am focused. You know what? You know what? Shut up. Do you want to know what I think you'd be good at?
because I think you would be good at being cute. I think that you would be extremely good at doing everything I personally tell you to do in this office. Because when I'm at your desk with you, you are a stellar employee. Why is that? When we go to conventions together, you are the pinnacle of everything I want you to be. When we go out to lunch to do a little check-in to see how we're feeling, you're perfect. And then I go away or I give you a job and you start to fail. You get distracted. You don't care. So what I understand is that I need to be a little bit more hands-on with you and you'll care. You want to be cute? You want that to be your job? Well, how about this? I just got reamed by my fucking boss for the past hour. And it's too late for you to fix it. Tomorrow, you're going to come in at 9 o'clock in the fucking morning on your weekend, and you're going to join me. But for the rest of the evening, there isn't enough time. Even compiling would take hours. So what's the point? It's 3 o'clock already. Don't worry. I've got something that you can do for me to make me feel a lot better. You want that, don't you? You want to earn your position at this fucking company. You want to be the cute hire? Well, darling, it's going to come with some new responsibilities. Come over to me. Come over to me. New rule. Company uniform code doesn't fucking apply to you. You've got a new one. Take the piece of paper. Take it. Get a pen. Come on. Write this down with me. This is your new dress code. I will only wear skirts and dresses on Fridays. Don't look at me. Look at the fucking paper. You want to be the cute one, right? Here, how about this? Top of the page. Rules for the cute one. These are just for you. Because you're so cute. Only skirts and dresses on Friday. Next line. No panties on Friday. I don't want to repeat myself. And I've had a long day. Write what I fucking tell you. Right goddamn now. Look at me. Do you want to be the cute one or do you want to be fucking fired right now? That's where I'm at. You want to be the cute one. I want you to be the cute one too. Right on the fucking line, no panties on Friday. Good girl. Now, last line. On Fridays, I will always wear my hair back. Good. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? Look how fast that was. All you had to do was write what I fucking said. Now, you can see why the first two are related, right? Do you know why the third one's related? Put your hair up right now. Put your hair up right fucking now. Get on your knees in front of me and help me get rid of this stress that you put me in. Uh-huh. You want proof that you're the cute one? Feel how fucking hard you make me. You know what? How about this? I'll explain a little bit better what your new position is. Until you get better at your job, every Friday, when you finish lunch, you're going to meet me in my office, and you're going to make up for all the stress you put me under. You're going to play using your nails just like that, and eventually your lips, and you're gonna make me feel completely fucking relaxed at the end of my work week from now on. Oof. Get it out and use your lips. Come on now. Good girl. That's right, good girl. You didn't think I was gonna call you that today, did you? Good girl. With this new position, and I'm not talking about on your knees or on my desk, but I do like that. For the first 4 days of the week, you're gonna try to get your job back in line. You're gonna have clear instructions and expectations, and I expect you to give it your all. And on Friday, we're gonna see how you did. If you're doing really well and you don't need it, we don't need to do any one-on-one time. I can just be done. We can get you back to your regular job, but if you and I feel that you're doing a better job being the cute one, the one on her knees taking all my stress away, maybe, just maybe, we can add another day of being the cute one to your job. We can help you get a couple new company outfits, or maybe you can get your nails done. Whatever makes you feel more prepared for being my relief at the end of the week. Oh, God. Good girl. Oh, good girl. I wonder, do you feel more qualified for this? How about this? I'll give you a bonus if you can deep throat me right now. Give it your best shot. Come on. Come on. Look at me. Eyes up at me. Do your best. Oh, God. Good girl. See, you didn't even hardly struggle with that. Fuck. Here's something else. If I had known that the secret to getting you to give a shit at work was just putting you on your knees, I would have done this sooner. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I feel way better. Eyes up at me. You make me feel so much better, you know that? Oh, your pretty lips are making all of my stress just go away. Oh, God. Good girl. I can hardly even remember being extremely fucking disappointed in you this morning. Oh, fuck. That really got you going, didn't it? Oh, you let me down so fucking miserably today. Oh, I wonder if they're talking about you right now. If they're saying that I should be punishing you and wondering exactly what I'm doing to you, do you think your fucking work friends have any idea that you're making it up to me with this pretty mouth? Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh. Are you ready to take my forgiveness, baby? Yeah? Well, I'm gonna make sure to give you my forgiveness into your fucking throat, so how about you swallow it? Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Maybe I should value as the cute one. Oh. Clean me up. Let me go soft in your mouth. Hold on. I'm gonna reach for the phone. Okay, good. And God, what's his number? 4701. Don't stop. Your job's not done until 5 o'clock today. No clocking out early. Hey, boss. No, I understand. Yeah, she and I think we really got through to one another. I mean, she made a great case for staying with the company, and I think if we stay honest with each other like we were today, that she's got a great future at the company. No, nothing's wrong, just a little cough. One that's not going away for a long, long time, I feel like. I just wanted you to know that I'm sorry for this little transgression. It isn't going to happen again. No, it's okay. It's okay. So it was intentional. I'm going to sit at my desk and fix everything that you fucked up today. And while I do it, you're going to sit between my legs. You know exactly what you're going to do. Every time I get hard, you're going to blow me until I come down your throat again. And you're going to take care of me in this warm fucking mouth of yours. That's all you are for the rest of the day. A mouth for me. If I'm soft, you clean me and kiss and touch and lick. When I'm ready again, don't half-ass your fucking job. Now, hey, look at me. I'm really not gonna fire you. I'm sorry it came to this, but not too sorry. Get back to kissing. Good girl. Oh.